Noon, the Education and Employment Committee will now come to order. And for the record, please remember to either turn on your microphone on roll call or say your name very loudly. Misty, please call the roll.
Chair Masullo.
Here.
Vice Chair Bell is excused. Committee Whip Hawkins.
Here.
Ranking Member Williams. Representative Alvarez.
Here, ma'am.
Representative Bankson.
Here.
Representative Basabi.
Here.
Representative Kennedy.
Here.
Representative Daniels.
Here.
Representative Esposito.
Here.
Representative Fine.
Here.
Representative Franklin.
Present.
Representative Gonzalez-Pittman.
Present.
Representative Coster.
Here.
Representative McLean. Representative Mello.
Here.
Representative Trabalsi.
Here.
Representative Tuck.
Here.
Representative Valdez.
Presente.
Representative Waldron.
Here.
Representative Woodson.
Here. Thank you, Misty. Let the record show that a quorum is present. Members and guests, please make sure that your cell phones and other communication devices are on mute. Any member of the public that wishes to speak, please fill out an appearance card and give it to one of the people on our staff. Members, this is our first committee meeting of the Education and Employment Committee, and I want to welcome you all. We have a very diverse committee and a committee that has very broad jurisdiction in our state. I'm proud that the speaker asked me to chair this committee, and I know each and every one of you will have a wonderful experience as we work together. We have some people on this committee that are experts and seniors, like Chair McLean and Chair Fine, and when you cannot find an answer from myself or our staff, certainly you can go to them and get their opinion. We also have our ranking member, Rep. Williams, who I am honored to serve with. And I don't just say that out of respect or being cordial. I say that because I know her heart, her love of children, and how she has dedicated her life to helping those less fortunate than herself, particularly the young. And I'm going to ask her if she wouldn't mind just saying a few words before we get started.
I'm embarrassed now. Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the opportunity and the space to speak and hold this spot with you on this committee. I really feel that it's a privilege for me to even be on this committee with you. So thank you for being able to see outside of who I am as a person and my love for children. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Education. I'm a physician, and some people might say that education is the prescription that we need to cure society's ails. But I see it as more than that. Education is power. It's power to change people's lives. It's power that can raise people out of poverty, to put them on a path to have a productive job. It's power to change our society and our culture. It's power to push back on prejudice, to push back on the lack of knowledge, to push back on fear and being afraid of yourself. And it's going to help us cure the prejudice that we have in our society today. It's also power to find the truth. And what we believe in Florida is the truth will set you free and keep you free. So make no mistake, members, what we'll do on this committee will be transformational for our state. And some of the results we'll see immediately, but some of the results we won't see even by the time we serve here, or perhaps not even for the next generation. But I assure you, we're going to change Florida and through Florida, our country, with what we do. So let's get started. Our first bill and only bill today will be HB 7B, Intercollegiate Athletic Compensation and Rights, by Representative LaMarca. You are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't know how you follow what you just covered. Before I touch
you
on
you ready to close?
Before I touch on this great bill, I do want to tell you that yesterday was FAU Day, and as an FAU alum, I had a a young man, unrelated to this bill, a young man come in with a young lady, students. He has 3 degrees from FAU. He is studying in the orthopedic with the Paley Institute, and he is married to a physician student, 2 students at FAU, both studying medicine. So you're right. I think the future is right here.
You're right, Bill. Present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In 2020, thanks to the support of leaders in this House, an excellent Senate partner, and a governor who chose to lead, Florida was first in the nation in allowing college athletes to earn compensation for the use of their name, image, and likeness, otherwise known as NIL, if you heard that. Since that time, the majority of states have had the opportunity to learn and benefit from Florida's early action and enact their own NIL laws. Our early action, along with other states that filed legislation similar to our legislation, collegiate athletes across the country, and the Supreme Court of the United States pushed the NCAA to adopt the interim policy allowing intercollegiate athletes to earn NIL compensation without jeopardizing their amateur status or athletic eligibility. This interim policy and subsequent guidance have put Florida in a situation where our once leading state law has been more restrictive than what is allowed by the NCAA. For example, Florida's NIL law prohibits institutions from causing compensation to be directed to an intercollegiate athlete for NIL. This has been interpreted to prohibit institutions and their employees from having any involvement in the NIL process at all. As a result, athletes may not be aware of an NIL opportunity that exists, or if they are aware, they are unable to receive information or other support from their institutions beyond the statutorily required financial literacy and life skills workshop. However, in October of 2022, the NCAA issued new guidance clarifying that institutions may, in fact, have limited involvement in the NIL process through actions such as providing information to collegiate athletes about NIL opportunities or arranging space for an NIL entity and athlete to meet on campus or in the institution's facilities. As much as the changes above allow Florida's institutions to remain competitive, I stand before you for our collegiate athletes to ensure that they have the best financial literacy, life skills, and now entrepreneurship training in the nation. If you'd allow me, I know you have a full agenda, but if you'd allow me, I'm going to go through the bill itself. Recognizing that Florida's NIL law has become outdated and overly restrictive, the bill removes overburdensome restrictions to our college athletes and post-secondary institutions. In doing so, the bill levels the playing field with all other states while maintaining compliance with the NCAA policy and bylaws. Specifically, the bill removes the prohibition on institutions and their support organizations causing compensation to be directed to intercollegiate athletes. To be clear, the institutions and their support organizations must still adhere to longstanding NCAA bylaws that prohibit pay-for-play and illegal recruiting inducements. The bill retains and strengthens the financial literacy and life skills workshop that institutions must conduct to include an entrepreneurship component that requires that it be conducted twice for each athlete prior to graduation. The second workshop will be more advanced than the first. It also protects post-secondary institutions and their staff from the liability related to loss of NIL compensation due to routine decisions taken in the course of intercollegiate athletics. And the bill protects existing provisions that allow intercollegiate student athletes to hire athlete agents for NIL purposes. Athletes will have the ability to hire an attorney for contract review purposes, a tax advisor, and marketing agent per NCAA guidelines. The NCAA allows institutions to assist in these areas, provided they make these services generally available to all students. And with these changes, the bill facilitates our intercollegiate athletes' ability to capitalize on the full benefits of NIL as authorized by the NCAA. That is the bill.
Very good. Having presented his bill, members, any questions? Any questions on the bill? Rep. Valdez, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And Representative Lamarca, thank you for bringing forward this bill. I supported it last time when we brought it up, and I'm happy to support it again today. Can you elaborate a little bit more about what the financial literacy aspect is going to look like for the students?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, the prior bill and what's going on right now is they're required to do a class in the first and third year. We know that students transfer and the timing can be different, but this would require them to accomplish it twice while they're there. So if you had a transfer student come in and only play 1 year, for example, at Florida State, They would have to take one semester, one the next semester. The second would be more rigorous than the first. As far as what's actually in the course, we're not prescribing that. We're allowing the universities, the Board of Governors. There is a whole marketplace of ideas out there. In my mind, and you know, if they care what the bill sponsor twice thinks about it, you know, out in the industry, it should do more than just prepare a male or female college athlete to balance a checkbook and pay their taxes. It should allow them to have better time management skills, because these are things that are over and above their obligations as to why they're at the university for their education and their team commitments. And it would also prepare them on the entrepreneurship side on everything, how to start a business on the brand that is themselves. That's basically what I see it as.
Further questions? All right, well, I have one for you. With your changes that you're making in your bill, Rep. LaMarca, do you believe this will put Florida back on an even playing field with other states as far as recruiting athletes?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It'll do just that. It's not going to give us any more of an advantage, but it'll allow these great institutions throughout our state, whether they're down in South Florida or on the Panhandle or right here in Tallahassee, compete with the rest of the country. At that point, it's up to them. But the playing field will be leveled, and they'll have the tools to do that work.
Very good. There are no amendments. We do have some public testimony. Matt Spitz, create every opportunity. You're recognized, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good afternoon, members. We appreciate Rep. Valdez's question, just because I represent Create Every Opportunity, a wonderful company that actually teaches financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and life skills to thousands of high school and college-age students across the country, including in Florida. We rise in support of this bill, but specifically we want to speak to that piece, the financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and life education. As a company, Create Every Opportunity, or CEO, as it's called, which is obviously a play on words, was founded by young entrepreneurs right out of college. So no one can better appreciate the importance of providing all college graduates, not just athletes, the education and life skills necessary to succeed. And not just financial literacy in the most basic sense, as Rep. LaMarca indicated, things like basic financial literacy, debt management, interest, credit cards, budgeting, but also that critical second level of entrepreneurship, things like business communication, marketing, insurance, contracts, how to spot fraud, taxes, even workplace ethics. So I think we can all agree that these are essential life skills for absolutely anyone, whether they're on track to be a pro athlete or not. And as we know, a majority of college athletes end up turning pro in something that isn't athletics. And in being in the private sector, being on the forefront of this issue, financial literacy, education, life education, entrepreneurship, CEO totally supports and appreciates Representative LaMarca, the legislature, and the state of Florida's desire to take care of its college athletes by making sure they have these foundational business and entrepreneurial skills when, frankly, other states seem to have abrogated this responsibility. It's absolutely critical. It's good policy all the way around, and we support the bill and hope the members will vote up today. Thank you very much.
Can you take a question?
Absolutely.
Rep. Valdez, you're recognized for a question.
And we have one of the principals from the company here, so if I can't answer it, he can.
Thank you, Chair Masullo, and thank you so much for your presentation and your comment today. In your teachings, in your conversation with the students, do you talk about investments? Do you talk about how they can utilize? I can only think about a child that, or a young adult at the age of 18, 19, that's a superstar in whatever sport, and now all of a sudden they have this bucket of money that they're like, right. I mean, wow, what an opportunity, right? So how do you help, or how can you describe how you would help them understand how to best build their capital, if you will, based on that?
Sure. You're recognized. You're recognized.
Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the way CEO is structured is actually a fully integrated online platform with over 300 video learning modules from industry leaders, which I think is what really differentiates CEO. What I mentioned were, you know, just some examples. I mean, the list is quite long and certainly, you know, dovetails with those topics and more. If I read the list, we'd be here all day. But, I'd be happy, offline, if you want to talk more, we can. You bet.
Any other questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Clay Ingram waves in support. Hello, Kelly. Good to see you. And that ends public testimony. Members, we're in debate. Debate on the bill. Rep. Woodson, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep. LaMarca, thank you for bringing this bill forward. When I looked at the bill, I kept reading and really thought that you put some great work into it, especially when you include the financial literacy part, because we're seeing our young men who are being, you know, we don't want them to be taken advantage of. We want them to earn the compensation that they deserve if they are using the image or whatever else they're using. But more so, we want them to understand the value of money, because at a young age, once you start getting money, you want to know about investment, you know, to know how to use it. So I commend you on a job well done and everybody else who have helped you with this bill, and I look forward to support you in it. Great bill.
Further debate. Chair Fine, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I feel compelled to talk today because a few years ago I voted against the bill, this bill, and I still don't like this, to be honest. I'm not a fan of the whole concept because I believe that college athletics should be for amateurs, and I think that this has fundamentally changed the nature of the sports that I saw when I was a kid, and that's why I didn't support it a few years ago. That said, we can't allow Florida and Florida students to be at a disadvantage for the rest of the country. So no matter how I feel about the concept personally, the train has left the station, and I think we're obligated to keep up with it. So despite my wish that none of this had ever happened, we are where we are, and so I'm gonna happily support the bill today.
Further debate? Any further debate? You're recognized. Rep. Daniels?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, Rep. LaMarca, this is an awesome bill. You know it's close to my heart. Raised a bunch of athletes, and I think this is an answer to a lot of prayers. People don't realize how hard it is being a college athlete, you know, not just having to perform academically, but athletics is pretty hard. It's hard work, and this is a bill that I am proud to not only support, but I would like to be added as a sponsor. And I just want to congratulate you on coming back again, fixing things that need to be fixed for our college athletes. Thank you so much.
And Rep. Daniels, you were a college athlete, weren't you? Further debate? All right, seeing no further. Oh, Rep. Franklin, you're recognized. Sorry, I didn't see you.
I just want to commend you on this bill. It truly speaks to what capitalism is all about, and us here really trying to ensure that Florida universities can be competitive for the rest of the nation. So it's great to see that people can use their name, image, or likeness to make a living for their families. A lot of college athletes, I played golf in college too, and things can be tough financially trying to get through school. And yes, getting a free education speaks volumes to what you can become in the future, but also being able to provide for your family in the meantime means a lot. And we're not talking about paying, you know, athletes on the field. This isn't pay to play in any type of space. It's just because of my skills, I'm able to now market myself as a person, right, to go and capitalize on that in the free marketplace. So thanks for all your hard work for Floridians here and those who will be future Floridians too. Thank you so much. And I'll be voting, of course, to support this bill.
Further debate as we continue this love fest. Any further debate? All right, well, I'm going to say I congratulate you on putting together a package that not only keeps Florida on that even playing field, to use that analogy, but also to concur with Chair Fine, money is dangerous, particularly for young people. And I think some of the protections that you've put in your bill with financial literacy, you know, the old adage, to whom much is given, much is required. And what we're doing in Florida is we're requiring them to at least have some insight on what to do with what they're given. And I think you've done a good job with that. You're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you, members, everyone, for your time today, your thoughtful comments. I want to specifically thank Democratic Ranking Member and my neighbor, Representative Williams, Representative Daniels, Representative Franklin, Representative Waldron, Woodson, and Valdez for taking my calls. I don't know that you always get a call on a bill to see how you're voting on it, but I think it's important that we know where everybody is on something like this before we get to that point. And I want to address one of the things that was brought up in debate. And it is, it's not lost on me that we have a college golfer and a national champion center who is a former member of the Florida House here supporting and female athletes as well. One of the issues that was brought up was regarding men's athletes. And I just want to say, as the husband of a member of a two-time state championship volleyball team at Cardinal Gibbons, when I started out and did this bill, there was a female soccer player at Florida State, wouldn't have been eligible for NIL because she was an international student, but she had over 1 million Instagram followers. As soon as she walked across the stage at the Tucker Center, she went to the Residence Inn, signed up with an agent, signed a deal with Nike, and signed with a professional soccer team in France. And I'm sorry, in Spain. And the idea that if that was any other athlete and not be able to take advantage of that while they're here. So I see this as the golfer, the female athletes, not just the headcount sports, not just the big sports that are revenue generators. So thank you for your thoughtful comments and questions. And I'm going to continue to work on the great Randy Fine because he said he was going to happily vote for it. So in closing, members, I want to thank Policy Chief Carrington Kiner for being a thoughtful advisor through this process. He studied this issue extensively and how all 50 states have dealt with this opportunity for collegiate athletes. So this is very comprehensive what we have. I also want to thank my Senate partner, Senator Travis Hudson, for painstakingly working with me on each and every element of this bill, and we did. We also both leaned on the only member in the legislature to have played in two Super Bowls after winning a national championship up the road, our own Corey Simon in the Senate from Broward County. Resides in Leon County now, but he was from Broward County, from Representative Williams' district. I want to thank them for their help. Members, this bill will allow Florida to remain competitive with every other state that our collegiate athletes compete against, while ensuring that we prepare them for their future, possible opportunities, and most importantly, the tools to make them successful in promoting their individual brand, their name, image, and likeness. With that, I ask for your vote of support.
Very good. Having closed on his bill, Misty, please call the vote.
Representatives Alvarez.
Yay.
Bankson.
Yes.
Basabe.
Yes.
Kennedy.
Yes.
Daniels.
Yes.
Esposito.
Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
Franklin.
Yes.
Gonzalez-Pittman.
Yes.
Hawkins. Coster.
Yes.
McLean.
Yes.
Mello.
Yes.
Trabolsi.
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes. C.
Waldron?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Masolo?
Yes. Members, by your vote, we'll show HB 7B reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you, members. Chairman.
Well, members, I can't promise you that we'll be as expedient with some of our future meetings or as congenial as far as being in one accord, but let's pray that we are. And seeing no further business before us, Rep. Kent. Oh, I'm sorry. Rep. Valdez, for a recognition, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Chair Masolo. Today is USF Day in the Capitol, and today we have a bunch of USF students here in the audience looking at our committee, and one of them is especially very special to me because she's my intern back home, and I'd like to recognize Brooklyn Kelly. And welcome to your Florida House.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Welcome. Welcome to the Florida House. Seeing no further business before us now, Rep. Esposito, move we rise. We are adjourned.